I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Jeez, technical differences abound. Are you, are we recording?
Yes.
Is everyone recording? Oh, good.
Perfect.
At last. Thank goodness that we got this set up here, and now we're ready to roll. I got a vertical style mouse a few months ago.
Did you?
To try to aid with wrist tension, so that because apparently resting your hand like you're petting a small lizard all day isn't the most isn't the most ergonomic position to have your hand, so it would be better if the lizard was on his side sleeping and you were just rubbing his tummy all day. And that's
just
sort of how
tummy.
It would be. Yeah. And you can see his little lizard eyes kind of just like looking around and you're like, oh, he's dreaming. He's dreaming about belly rubs.
And I'm going to give them to him because I love my lizard.
I'm gonna give them to him because this is my favorite thing, is to give my lizard belly rubs.
Lizards are cute. There was like...
About this mouse.
Oh.
And then we can get on the lizards.
Oh, okay.
It's just, it's great, but it's got this like fin that sticks up that they need to make it so it's not so pointy, because I find like 30% of the time when I move my hand over to begin mousing, I just slap the thing violently out of like over and then it's just... topples, or in the last case, flies onto the floor violently. I think that's how I lost the cover to my battery compartment. It's not there anymore. I think I got
goodness,
drunk one night and slapped
there?
My mouse. Gotta go slap the old mouse. No, I mean that literally, like it's my computer mouse. It's just a problem I have.
Yeah.
Dude, keep it to yourself.
How's the lizard mouse?
Lizard mouse? Well, that's the one I'm talking about. That's the lizard mouse.
The side lizard mouse is better or not better?
No, that's the one I just described in great detail. The vertical mouse is the lizard mouse.
I know. I'm saying like, but you said you slapped the other one, or you slapped that one too, or you slapped...
That's the one I slapped. The one I described, the lizard mouse.
Oh.
The vertical mouse is the lizard mouse, is the slap mouse. I will slap any mouse, but especially a lizard mouse.
But especially...
especially a lizarded mouse. Imagine if you could crossbreed a lizard and a mouse. That would be awesome. I don't think you can.
Well,
what would that look like? So, like someone recently described. I saw someone describe chinchilla as a a squirrel bunny, and I was like, yeah, that is what they are.
That's true. A squirrel bunny. Maybe that's what they are.
So, I'd like to know what a lizard mouse would look like, and I'd also like to know what we would call it. Because it wouldn't be lizard mouse. Because we don't call chinchillas squirrel bunnies, unfortunately. So
we will now.
Lizard mouse would be like I really cornered myself here, like a lizard mouse.
I think
mouse.
You did, yeah.
No, I'm a cornered lizard mouse right here. So I'm gonna come up with it. I'm gonna be over here phoning it in from now on the rest of this episode.
A louse or a mizzard.
I mean, but a chinchilla isn't called a squinny. That's my, you know, so that's the thing. But again, unfortunately,
I don't know.
Or a burl. I like squinny.
I like squinny. I think we did do something here.
But it also does start to bridge into racial epitet territory
does it?
Also.
A squinny?
Those dirty squinnies, you know? It could
what?
Be.
No, because
makes
chinchillas
me think of like
are
a,
very clean by nature, so
depends upon where you come from, where your heritage is, if you like
heritage.
The squinnies or not. It sounds like they're off of the coast of Papua New Guinea. Like
Papua.
A small island.
Papua.
A small island of small squinnies.
Papua.
Papua New Guinea. New Guinea. That's how George Gontier would say it. My dick is out, and that's how he'd say that.
My
and I heard him say that, so I know that. I know that. My dick is out. He was a Cajun Polynesian, or like he was a French Polynesian. That's it. So he basically sounded like an Australian Southern Bayou. It was fucking crazy. Like, hey mate, hand me that tool bag. I need to fix the roof. Something like that.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
like a It's like a freaking character in a Star Wars movie or something.
But like in Australia, just helping on the roof with his dick out.
And sometimes with his dick out on the roof. Yeah. Just, you know, by chance.
I think we've honored this story here, and I think that really sometimes it deserves a recirculating.
Well, you can tell stories again, and not everyone, not every the listener is gonna hear every episode. So let's not presume that they have enough time. Let's be thoughtful of the listener. And you know, just assume that we have the time that they do not. Okay.
That's true. Hello, Abby. Hello, Brian. Hello, Jerry.
Oh, God. Hey, look, calling out the squad.
That's it. That's it.
It's got lit up.
Not mom and dad. Never.
Nope.
It's my favorite part.
Well, in some cases, it's for the best, but also.
Yeah, it's true.
All of the neglect, but then silver lining.
Silver lining. We talk about you. It's unflattering at times. You know what? Just keep. You know what? Don't listen. Thank you.
Don't. Yeah. Thanks. Actually, thank you for non-patronage.
Not going.
I've got Squirrel Bunny written down here on a note card. That's it.
Squinty.
No, that's not what we got. We've established Squinty would be great, but that's not the mission here. We need to think of a chinchilla. To the squinty, to the chinchilla squinty. We need a something. It was a lizard mouse. I gotta write that down too.
Yeah, you gotta write it down. I bought Wyatt that mouse too. The lizard mouse that you speak of. Oh, yeah. That recall was way too easy on that. Oh no, I've created pathways. Oh no, but I got him the same thing. And the ergonomic appeal is quite nice.
Theoretically. And they don't want to ruin their hands early, like we did.
Yeah, and I think it does give, because he was having, like, the wrist thing and then, like, whatever. And he's
carpal tunnel?
He said it was quite nice, and it was a bit of a
relief. Was already having the wrist thing? Jeez. I mean, I started having
all the editing and videography.
I don't know. I was already on my computer like crazy when I was a kid, too. I've been on, like, nothing but on computers my whole life, and I just started getting it, like, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah, but phones.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like I was on the computer instead of the phones. Although you were bogarting it until we freaking stupid 56K single computer.
Yeah.
Chat rooms. Mm-hmm. Bunch of bullshit.
I'm social. What do you want?
Not for that to be the case.
Whatever.
What's the big deal?
You're barely doing anything.
Yeah. By design.
I know that was the other day. We were asking Everett, like, what do you want for your birthday? Because it was like his 16th birthday, but Everett, he hasn't gotten his permit yet. He's just like, I mean, he tried the first time. He's actually like, so here's the difference in children. Wyatt was like, Grady passed it pretty easily. I probably don't need to study. Took the test, failed. He's like, oh, okay, I'll just study. Takes the test. He's fine. Everett studies immensely, combs over it. Printed it. Really just extensive studying. Fails the first one. Is so upset. He's like, I just overthought every single question. I'm like, you get that from your mom. Sorry, kid.
Certainly not from your uncle.
No, not at all. So he, it didn't work. So he's just like, whatever, it's fine. Because we're not going anywhere anyway. And then anytime they do go somewhere, usually Wyatt's driving him. So there's literally no rush. But it's like, so we're not going to even consider getting him a car. There's no need. It's another vehicle to move around in the driveway anyway. So it's like, well, what do you want for your birthday? Well, Grandma Sherry got him this new awesome, like, L-shaped desk. It's, like, super industrial, cute. He has space to has his PC, and then he has room for homework. And then we got him this really nice chair, and then Grandma Monkey and Grandpa John, your parents, my parents.
Who?
Got him a really nice selection of clothing. Some necessary items. And I'm like, okay, well, what else do you want? And he's like, I don't know. I don't need anything. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you sound just like Uncle Jason. I don't know. I don't need anything.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, being raised with me, I would be like, oh, can we go shopping? Can we go do this? Can we go do this? Oh my gosh, I would love this. You know what I really had my eye on is this. We couldn't have been more opposite, which was probably nice financially for mom and dad. They didn't have to, like, double me, but. Because if you'd asked for more, I would have gotten less. And my goodness.
What a pile of shit. I mean, does Kinsley share your propensity for soaking up all the excess, or is that a sexist commentary?
It's funny. I think I'm raising my kids better than mom and dad raised us, and that's no tea, no shade. What I mean
is,
I was
good thing they don't listen.
I was overly spoiled, and I wouldn't suggest doing that. So like, they didn't make me do like dishes or laundry or any chores or whatever, but I make my kids do it, and then they're not overly abundant, and we always remind them gently that if Grandma Sherry wasn't here for any Christmas, y'all wouldn't be getting even an eighth of what you're getting.
That's true, and that made me think of a phrase: do as I say, not as I didn't. It's when you're trying to correct those habits, it's like, yeah, okay, I didn't do this when I was a kid, but you're doing it a little bit.
Well, I think Abby said the same thing. Like, there's several things that it's like, you know, if you had it to do all over, like, you know, for the next gen, it's like there should be more responsibility. There should be, like, my kids, hey, we know we made dinner. We provide for you. Go do the dishes. Oh, you need your laundry done? Go do it. Go do it.
And then you slap the whatever they're holding, the Game Boy out of their hand.
Game Boy.
Or whatever, mm-hmm. onto the floor, and they're like, uh-huh. pick it up. Yeah.
No, we don't.
You did that once, actually, to remember, in the bookstore?
What?
What was it? It was to Wyatt. I think you only had, like, two kids at the time. Everett might have been tiny or something. Whoever it was. I think it was Wyatt was holding a book, and I was like, you know how funny it would be if you just slapped that book out of us, because we were waiting in line, like, at a cash register or something. He was just reading a little book. I was like, how funny would it be if you slapped the book out of his hand and then you did it? And he was like, what? And then he just kind of explains, like, I'm sorry, Uncle Jason said, and I just couldn't resist. And it was like, he was so confused.
Yeah. Yep. And therein lies the entire dynamic of our relationship.
It's probably why it's like so challenging. He's like, damn it, that was my book.
I know. He read all the time. Oh, what a nerd.
Jerk.
I know, jerk. He's so smart and has a great vocabulary now too, so it really did pay off.
Yeah, he might have had that without it. If he's reading books, it's going to be even more intense. I don't read books, and I still got a vocabulary.
Yeah, I do know that, well, two different things. Well, same line things.
Some people learn by hearing.
Well, dad raised us with a good vocabulary, and he always made sure to, like, speak eloquently and, like, an elevated sense of.
Plus, he got all them Stephen King books with them fancy college words in them.
Them college words? That's SAT level. Well, I made sure, like, even when the kids were little, I didn't talk to them like they were babies. I talked to them like, oh, I would use bigger words.
Excuse me, sir. Could you not rub your messy fingers all over the table like that? Excuse me. Thank you.
Well, it was more fun to just speak to them like they knew. And it's funny, all the books and sociology and studies and everything, it's true. You just talk to them like they're super intelligent. We use sign language since Wyatt was a baby. But that was mom's idea. She had heard about it and then got the little set for sign language, and we used it for all the kids, and it's just their motor skills develop before their verbal skills. So you use sign language, and then when they are speaking,
I mean, think about how intricate and stupid talking is. I mean, it's stupid intricate. It's like the dumbest, smartest thing. It's like there's so much. It's like playing. It's like a bunch of, like, how much shit do you have to figure out? Yeah, no wonder hands. Yeah, I got that. The fingers, like four of the same thing on each side, and then like a thumb also. No big deal. I got that, but this tongue thing, that's got me. Yeah, it's like a bunch of that for like 5 years before you even. Oh, the ball.
I have to make
fart.
Sound and eat with it. This is too many things.
That is weird. Why is everything two ways? Could we just pick a direction?
Especially for the butthole.
That's what I'm saying. I saw a commercial about cathing earlier. Also, that I'm 3 years old. I shouldn't have to. Why do I know it, Kathy? Imagine a bunch of babies, like, the way you say you're speaking to them as adults, and I think I interrupted that, if you had more to say about that. But imagine if babies could understand, like, all the, like, they can see commercials, and they just, like, the imagery and stuff of this, because I know too much about cathing and about female health and all that, because now, and about prescription drugs and side effects and everything. 10 years ago, we've said this before. 10 years ago, you couldn't advertise that stuff. Now, long commercials, long 1 minute spots about cathing. And now the babies
about catheters. Is that what you
mean? Yeah, catheters and cathing. Cathing is the verb form of it. You would cath. You could cath to the store. Potentially, I mean theoretically, I think to cath some eggs. Oh, what are you doing to those eggs? Put those down. Sneaky wheat.
I don't think Sneaky Wheat was doing that.
He was trying to. I need to put carbs into these eggs. Sneaky Wheat.
I'm gonna get those kiddos.
Yeah. So yeah, kiddos laying in front of TVs, watching commercials about gastric disorders, shitting your pants.
It is really weird, like, if you leave the television on just on football, and you're like, really? That's the commercial for football?
There's no, like, algorithms. I think all the bots and algorithms are busy on the internet. They're busy trolling libs or something, so there's no more algorithms deciding accurately advertisements, because I would tend to agree. Or maybe we don't know. Maybe they know better. Maybe they know about, like, the cross-sectionality even better, and they're manipulating us that hard, where it's like, seems irrelevant, but it's actually not. A bunch of crossover.
This is very relevant to you. Beep, bop, boop, boop, beep, boop.
You don't know it yet, but in 5 years, it's like your whole life just becomes a shitty M. Night Shyamalan movie where everything falls into place, and you're like, oh, that sucked.
Like, well, 2020 is gearing up to help us, like, that become a reality.
Yeah, actually, you're right. And they keep on throwing us curveballs and stuff, too. Like, it's like if there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but someone's playing peekaboo with it. It's like, peekaboo. Salvation? Nope. it's like if the movie The Ring, except when Samurai? I forget that. That's just
Samurai.
Samurai. That was definitely her name. Okay, we got it. We landed on it.
For sure.
If, like, when she's in the well and they're covering up the top, they're just like a bunch of fakesies of the well. Like someone's up there, like, DJing. Are you doomed? You're doomed. Nope, you're not. It's like, just remix The Ring. Ring mix. Ring 3. Ring mixed. And it's very techno. It's a lot.
Like an electronic.
Yeah, we got a really beefy soundtrack on it this time. It's very syntho soundtrack driven. It's like that movie It Follows, except it could be an extension. That's how we could score my because I was listening back there. I designed a spinoff where we follow that chick around.
You did say that.
Yeah, so we'll get like the guy. We'll get Tom York of Radiohead to do a heavily industrial soundtrack. Like, it'll be like, dude, just like throw a bunch of oil cans down an abandoned shaft in a big abandoned warehouse or some shit, man.
Wow.
And put the echo on it and like loop that. And then just a bunch of clanking and stuff. Hit stuff with pipes and things for sure. And then, yeah, do your thing. You know what? Look who I'm talking to. Look who I'm telling what to do. Tom, go ahead and you do your thing with your squinty eye.
I listen to a lot of that, like, dance, like, rave, like, I'm not a raver, but, like, that kind of, what are their names?
You listen to Christian rave? I wonder if that's a genre. Who does that? Someone doing some clean punk out there? Some clean techno?
I'm sure they do.
Punk no?
We have a family member that goes to church regularly.
Who shall not be named.
Yeah. And, like, they were showing, like, from their live church thing, their wife was, like, showing it. And I was just like, yeah. It's a sight to behold.
Oh, well,
they
isn't it, though?
The long skirts and the long hair.
Isn't that what
and
you do at church?
They're showing their service and then the music and how they're dancing. And it's just like, I mean, more power to them. But I was like, I could see how people would be like, no, it's not for me.
It's weird. It's weird because it's so much like I was thinking someone was talking about it or I was listening to a podcast or something yesterday and they were talking about the same thing. And it is weird because it's like it's everything like why I could never do that because it's everything. It's a lot of things I don't like. It's groupthink. It's dancing. It's like it's ritual. It's just it's
ritual. Yeah, it looks a bit ritualist. Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah. I mean, that's all they're doing. Like, these people didn't think of it. They're not really. It's just a way to sort of commune. I think the way I see it, the way I would think of it, is if I was like, ah, people who I dug did this too, and so I can kind of feel like they did by doing this. And I think that's the way it's supposed to, like, connect us all physically by having us do the same movements and engage in the same thing. So we could be like, this is exactly, like, the background's a little different, the backdrop's a little different, but otherwise the ceremony is exactly what my ancestors did. So cool, I'm connected. In 1,000 years, we're the same, which I'm not really sure why that's so awesome either. It doesn't seem to be the greatest plan. Nature doesn't seem to really follow that.
That
theory, that novelty there. So I think that's what I see it. But then it just gets, just like everything else, it gets remixed and turned into so many different things that you get. And then you add to that the typical failure rate of between 90 to 99% of human endeavor. You have to assume most of those religious expressions are kind of like devoid of art or meaning and are just sort of failed attempts. Failed, sad attempts at communing. Well, in a greater scheme, I don't know. To each their own, you still get your jollies off.
Yeah, I was going to say, because like when I'm at church and I worship, like it does, like it's my own experience and I may not do what they're doing, you know.
But then I guess,
to that extent.
Yeah, I don't know. What bothers me is just in the greater scheme of things is that we're all looking at the greater scheme of things. So having a personal.
And you hate schemes. Yeah.
Having a personal awakening or experience is fine, but you're kind of lying to yourself if you're not recognizing that it is that. And it's not, may not be as profound, like, may not be as universal as you think. Like, maybe that's why so many religious.
Yeah, universal, because the individual experience can be very profound, yes. But like you're saying, it's not necessarily universal. And I think that's.
Well, but why religious people get so testy, get so testamenty, or. Some folks, extremism surrounds religion because when you discover that everyone's not sharing your magical journey, it pisses you off and it invalidates it in many cases. Some
in that same way.
Some
yeah.
religions like not, avoid that pitfall, but a lot of them weaponize it. And it's been, you know, over hundreds of years. So they've had plenty of time to think of cool, clever ways of like cool, cutesy spots to hide antichrists and demons. It's like, oh, I didn't. It's like. Hell on a shelf. Where is it? Where'd you hide it? It's somewhere. There's hell. Well, hell is somewhere.
Well, and I think too, like to that point, absolutely. Like if you make something, if you make religion or a specific religion religious instead of about God, you know, then yes, you're completely off track. And obviously, hilariously, ironically, that's what's happening with people like in the Republican Party. Like you can, there's people who are just like, oh, you can't go to church dressed like that. God doesn't care. Why would you ever put, like, you can't go to...
You can't...
Come as you are. It literally says, come as you are. And the fact that you're coming at all is a humbling, vulnerable experience. And people putting, like, labels or images or ideas onto other people, that's the exact reason that people turn away. Because if you're the shining example of whatever it is you say that you preach, and then what we're finding now is a lot of a lot of direction and influence that's coming out of Christianity. A lot of Christianity right now is white supremacy. The fact that like you have to be this way, you can't worship that way, you can't, like, yes you can. What? This is about God's people. It isn't about this color of your skin. It isn't about how you dress. It isn't about how you worship or honor God. Like, or what? It's about helping the people. Oh,
you know,
you
worship
want it to be comfortable for you.
If you replace
want it
the
to, like,
if you replace the O with an A and worship it, because worship,
worship,
warship, you worshipers.
And then you replace the P with a T, and then it's more shit.
And then you replace the, you flip the W over, and it's more shit. Mar shit.
See, we're really good with words here, so watch, buckle up.
Particularly letters.
I like letters.
I think it's weird that if we're created in God's image, but cover that shit up, you knave. What?
You wretched human.
But I got wretched. I'm rocking God's bod over here. What's the biff? What's the probs?
Well, it's like in Europe, like nudity and like cover, like they're like, okay, so it's a big deal. You have a body. Like they don't care. And over here, people are like, oh my heavens, I have thought about you in a sexual way. You must cover yourself up. It's like,
why is everyone thinking like, about everyone?
I don't understand. Bodies are useful. What? You what? Like the fact that people have to sexualize everything is disappointing. I guess I don't see the world that way. I don't see the world as sexual. I see it as like useful and
well, it's considering as the intended. World is its least it's at the shabbiest and least attractive anyway. Everyone's fat and sick and on fire. It's like, okay, what's to like? What is there even? This is the most modern times. To not be the Japanese got the right idea. They're not even fat. They're just socially disconnected because of technology. But they get it.
Perfect.
They're like, you know what? Robots, way hotter. See you later, guy. Like, that's where we need to head. We need to be.
Is that what they're like?
That's my Japanese impression. Like, hey, I'm a Japanese guy. Not into you. Gonna go fuck a robot. See you later. That's a Japanese
thing. That is a stark generalization.
Spot on right there. Hey, you ask a Japanese guy, he'll give you the same answer. I'm just not, don't kill the messenger here in this case. I would be my recommendation. But in America, we've got plenty of excuses. Fat, lazy, stupid, voted for fucking Trump, a bunch of us. Like, that cuts 73 million people out of your dating pool right there. 73 million.
Hey, easy does it.
There you go. So now you're down to, you know, a little over a couple hundred million. You can, you know, start to slice that pie up even better, and then we can stop being so, you know, so hot and bothered all the time. Get back to work. We'll start just.
But it really does, like, ironically, we
start tagging ourselves like
in
Goodwill with colors, and then only the same, but like the color tag, not the color of your skin. Like all pinks and all yellows and greens can date, but that's it. You're off limits. You pinks can't date purples and blues. Stay away from the greens. Date within your color. Not your race. Races or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like a relabeling. And I do think that that could help a lot of people be like, well, I know I don't like what they stand for.
Yeah, they got the little
and
tag.
And you know that it is a symbol for a lack of emotional intelligence. Did you really want to go down that road with that person? Just
red tag. Nope. All the MAGA, 73 million people, the MAGA get red tags.
Yeah, Anthony's like, I don't think I could ever wear a red hat ever again.
No, they
like,
ruined
it. He has
it.
A Chiefs red hat, and he's like, I can't do
That's
it.
That's literally our generation's swastika. Think about it. That's like this century's swastika is the red hat. It's just a stupid red baseball cap that doesn't fit. It's like the kind of cornery one that's ill-fitting and looks stupid. And like you don't, like you wear it once a year. That's stupid shit.
Ugh, it's so true.
I mean,
it's terrifying.
Who the fuck was wearing red hats anyway? Thank God it's fucking red hats.
Yeah, it's more like a trucker hat too. It's not even like a regular baseball hat.
That's what I'm saying. It's the bulky, stupid one that fits like you're an idiot. So it's like, okay, good. Yeah, you could still.
It's like you're an idiot.
You could probably still. I bet if you wore a red regular baseball cap, it wouldn't faze anybody. It would like you'd look right. Yeah. It wouldn't even show up on your radar because it wouldn't be. It would fit properly.
Yeah.
It has to be bulky and dumb. Kind of on brand.
Well, I was watching a TikTok the other day, and there was a trucker guy who had like, you know, he's a little bit portly. He had, you know, a beard and a mustache, and he's like, I just want to let you guys know, it's not all of us. He's like, I can't stand Trump, and I know that I fit a certain demographic. He's like, but I'm not. I promise.
No, that reminds me also pickup trucks, like pickup trucks, especially with flags. But pickup trucks in general, just like the ones.
Oh, I know what you mean. I live in Kansas.
But the ones that you can tell the guys driving it because it's like truck. Because there's like trucks that are like, guys, like the F-50 or F-40, whatever, the truck that mom and dad have. The truck thing.
Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the truck Ranger Ford truck thing truck. There's trucks like that. Or trucks that you can tell it's just like, it's a truck. You're using it. You're hauling around stuff. There's stuff in it. Even some bigger trucks, it's like there's a ladder on it or there's tools in the back. And it's like, that's a truck. But then there's the ones you could tell It's just a truck to be a truck. It's like it goes through Taco Bell drive-thrus and vapor comes out of its windows. And that's the most action it sees is every now and then it checks a curb. Actually, quite often, because the guy driving sucks at driving because he owns that truck.
Well, and they accelerate and it's got to have like a super loud muffler and like black smoke. Like,
I mean,
and then you know they've got the flags.
That's the extreme. Well, those are all, like I'm saying, those are all the extreme versions. Like those are all like markers and specifics. But in general, though, those trucks have ruined trucks in general. Just having a truck that doesn't appear to have a use. If you have a large truck, it just... It like when I see those, I'm like, oh boy, probably don't want to be that guy's friend because he owns a truck and he doesn't have an apparent use for it, and it's more truck than he needs. Like it's a weird, but it's like
well, they do go hunting and they like
not I mean, these trucks. They're all clean and shit. They're just you can tell.
Oh, the
and
nice trucks.
You see
are
the
nice,
you see. Yeah. Oh, they don't even have to be nice. They're just not used. You can tell they like I said they go to the smoke shop. They go through a Taco Bell drive thru. They'll go to the. They'll go rent a. They'll go to the Blockbuster. Something.
Stop.
You know, and they'll go to Walmart, pick up some slippers and a sandwich, and then they drive their truck back to a ill-kempt lawn, and they go into their house and they eat their sandwich, smoke their vapes, and watch their ice haul truckers. Ice trucker.
This is a very specific type that you're describing.
This is my customer base. I see these people every day. I deliver food to these people. These people. They're not... it's not like white trash. It's like white stuff sitting out on the counter. White clutter. There we go. They're white clutter. They're not white trash. They're white clutter.
Oh, yeah, not quite in the trash bin,
not necessarily not trash. Put away. Possibly some trash mixed with belongings, mixed with some loose change. Or no change
just
at all.
Just not put away. Yeah
just needs some organization and, you know, some sorting. But it's a white clutter. I have...
I think we did it. I figured it out.
I've written down... Oh, absolutely. Just close the case on that one. I've written down here now... squirrel bunny, Squunny. Actually, I would have written down Squunny, but my pen ran out of ink. But I'm imagining that I have written down Squunny here.
I see it here.
It's in my mind's eye. I've written it in my mind, and that's the same. That's mind writing is to writing as audiobooks are to reading. So I have now written that down. That's true. And then I have written down perfect. Lizard mouse, and so now we have some offerings. I gave up. After like six, so maybe we don't even have it. There's a schmackered. Okay. There's it could be a Moval. There's a Kendard.
Well, that's kind of catchy.
Kendard? Well, you have a daughter called Kinsley, so maybe you got a pathway in your brain that's like, that reminds me of my...
Actually, it made me think more of like Picard, like from Star Trek.
I can dig that. Yeah, Captain Kendard. Works for me. Jean-Luc Kendard.
Oh, yeah, he's in charge of the Kendardians.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And they're fighting the Feng Witches. No, a Feng Witch.
No.
It could be a Feng Witch. It's next on my list. Okay, maybe not. Mm-hmm. This might be a real word. I think I stole this from Life, but I didn't bother looking it up. Rampier?
From Life.
Yeah, Rampier? Let me look that up. Rampier. Is that a real thing?
Mm.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, it's plural for rampart. Well, that's fine.
Is it?
This will be singular for lizard mouse. It's a rampier.
Will you use it in a sentence, please?
Rampier is a plural of rampart.
No, Jason.
Wait, I don't know what the fuck. I got my list now. I'm looking at dictionaries.
On a new list.
There's a thing. You can research that. I got. Hold on. Let me just finish my list. There's only one more.
Oh. This is what we're doing.
A Barringe. And that's it. That's my list. Sounds like Ken.
Hold on, I got my list. Oh, okay, I'm done.
Sounds like Kendard was the winner there.
That does feel like
I don't
a
mind
winner.
Rampier either. And I like that Rampier would be the singular for lizard mouse, but it'd also be the plural because it would be look at my herd of Rampier. Aren't they gorgeous? Climbing mm-hmm. all over my face and hands.
Mm hmm. And this is what you do all day?
It'd be highly mobile mouse with scales and very thick tails. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, the classification has to start somewhere. So if it has to start with us, great start.
Set a reverse Darwin this shit. Get some concept artists on this. And then we'll go looking for it.
Yeah, how do they know what dinosaurs actually sound like? Like, they're already trying to make up, like, colors.
They didn't know what they looked like. They didn't realize that they had feathers, like, probably mostly.
I know.
Like,
isn't that funny?
I would imagine.
Like a velociraptor with feathers.
I would imagine. I think it's a lot like hair between humans and animals, too. Like, it looked like velociraptors had hair like people. They had feathers like people have hair, like sort of forearm feathers. And, like, they weren't fully covered, but they had, like, accent feathers, like we have accent hair. And then I bet there were...
Yeah, like fringe.
I wonder then which dinosaurs would be, like, the fully covered motherfuckers, like the really, like, what is it? That one with the big tail? The peacocks. Wonder who the peacocks, the big dinosaur... peacocks are dinosaurs. Birds are dinosaurs. But what were the big ones back when they were huge? What would that look like?
Yeah, like menacing, but also fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what... I mean, like, it is kind of disappointing. Like, they should remake Jurassic Park... But with feathers and
more true to story.
They could full George Lucas on it. Add walkie talkies too. Give all the dinosaurs walkie talkies and feathers. Sounds good to me. Oh, like so they can communicate, obviously, instead of shooting each other. Like, what are you going to give them guns? That's rude. I'm trying to get away from that kind of culture.
Well, it's presumptuous that they know how to use it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know if you would make the gun a human gun or if you'd make what does a brontosaurus gun even look like? How would it? Be a huge trigger and everything. Like it probably wouldn't even probably use its mouth. So we'll do a prototype. A deer gun. What would a gun look like if it was for a deer to fire? It's gotta be probably shoulder mounted I would think that there'd be a remote it can't be right next to their I guess when you shoot a gun it's next to your face. So you don't want to blow out your ears, your deer ears.
Yeah. Very thoughtful. Your deers.
That's what I'm thinking. So then we could really spice up hunting, by the way. You could have options like deer armed or not. Check the box on the sign-up website.
Kind of like bumpers when you're bowling. How easy do you want it?
It's like reverse bumpers. That's like have a guy attack you with a sword while you're trying to bowl. Yep, that's for me. I like that level of danger. Like give the bears and deers guns and then go hunting. Let's level this playing field.
Well, it does sound a little bit easy as is. So yeah.
What's the big deal? You go track a living animal without it detecting you. It can run
and it has no weapons.
Run like four times as fast as you. And it's on its home turf. I mean, I've been watching a hunting show. They've got, forget what it is. It's on Amazon. It's like Rare
this
Tracks or something like that. But yeah, it's just sensible hunting. And it looks challenging, but the deer, the prey, they don't have guns. That's for sure. I mean, that's something I wrote that down. And then I noticed in each episode, I'm like, do they ever give them guns? Like, no, I guess not. Okay. So I agree. It's a bit one-sided, but it's still difficult enough. So we'll give the deer like shitty guns, like muskets. Give them muskets because they're already kind of loked. But if they had a musket and if you had to worry about the deer shooting back, game changer right there. We could televise this.
Oh, that's funny because they're game and you said game changer.
Absolutely.
Wow. Just
change the game. That's right. And that's the service that we provide here at
Arm
the Forest Enterprises.
Once in a while, when it all lines up. Yep.
We're developing a wooden gun that the deer are able to reproduce themselves in the wild. They just use they use their antlers and they whittle the gun out of a tree stump, and then they're actually able to fire it themselves. And we leave caches of bullets around, of course. So
you got to keep it fair.
Nature finds a way. no matter the scenario, no matter when or where. A deer will always figure out how to fashion a gun. I know that. It's like a beaver.
You're in a weird world, but I like it.
It's like a beaver in a dam. I don't know. Well, deer do regrow their freaking weapons like every year, which is pretty intense. So I'd imagine, if you just explained guns to them, maybe they could just like figure that out. Just a couple moving parts.
Yeah, take the information to the indigenous people, in this case deer, and just teach them.
Yeah. Let's be like, hey, check this out, dude. I can shoot dudes now. I can shoot those hunters.
Like show them on your phone. No, look.
Little deer phone. It's got a hoof. It's got a hoof home button. It's like use hoof imprint to unlock iPhone. It's like, ah, God, I got water all over my hoof. It's not working.
I gotta dry off my hoof.
There should be an aqua mode. It should be like, all right, now lick your thumb and try it again. Because we're
I've done that like when I'm in the middle of cooking and like I need to like open my phone back up. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. I guess there are solutions to that. Like probably 10 years ago, I saw someone shouting at their phone on a commercial and I was like, oh, that's stupid. But then sometimes I need that. The real thing you want to do, turn off that automatic screen lock. Turn that shit off. Just turn it off. You know the way your phone, like if it sits there for 30 seconds, it locks. Turn that shit off. Unless you're like leaving it out where like regularly, but like I'm single. So more often than not, I just see my phone is still on. I'm like, oh, and I just lock it. But that pales in comparison to the number of times I've been like doing a recipe or just been like, my hands are all dirty from like doing something and the freaking thing locks and I'm like, oh shit. So it's way more convenient to just have it stay on all the time and you manually lock it than to have that shit decide. And you will thank me later because you do not know how many times that shit locks and you're in the middle of something and you just don't register because you're in like your adrenaline's pumping and you're like, I gotta.
I've tried to like use my nose and then like show my face. I'm like,
You've got
to
register your nose swipe. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, because I've got I don't have a home button anymore. So like I'll like swipe and then like try to look at my phone real quick. Like,
there's there should be a safe word. You record a safe word when you, it's like, peaches. When you just shout that word, it's like, okay, it's unlocked. Sorry, dude. Emergency. Like, what?
Oh,
gosh.
Sorry.
Like, honestly, though, there should be a safe word. What are the odds a stranger is going to know and intonate your safe word at the appropriate,
correct,
like, in the vicinity of your phone? Very low. So actually,
that's like
safe.
That's like when you try to get into Kinsley's diary. Remember when you tried to like recreate her voice and you made up some dumb password and you're like, Katie.
Yeah.
That was so funny when you tried, Kinsey's like, okay, I'm going to make up a word, then I'm going to put it on my voice activated journal lock. And then you're over here like one Thanksgiving, like using your highest voice trying to recreate
getting into
Kinsley's journal.
Forget if I got in there or not.
I think you did once, but we couldn't ever redo it.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not foolproof, but it's still, so it's a layer of protection. Safe word. I should introduce that to Apple. That would be an innovation for them.
Innovate.
New innovation. They'd be like, oh, man. And then in 2021, we brought you safe word. It's just Apple's safe word. It's like, what is that? And it's like the logo is indicative of a ball gag, and it's like, what is this? Oh, don't worry.
And is there like a range though? Like, what if you don't quite say it exactly, but it's like, okay,
no,
I got
it'll
it.
Be like
that's
a
like, it'll, that's close enough.
It'll be like your thumbprint thing where you reposition it a whole bunch of times. Yeah, so you get all the different angles, and you would do the same thing. You would like do different takes. It would and it would kind of like it would map your voice and let you know when you've got the whole imprint, and it'd be like, all right, you're cool, man. We got your safe word recorded. Go ahead and just shout it out next time you're like hands, you've been in a farming accident and you have no arms or something and you're like, oh, I need to call 911. Like that.
Well, it's happened to people, so.
Yeah, I know. That's why I used it as an, it leapt to mind. That's a.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's something you don't forget.
Got real.
Blah. That guy, you know, hopefully that guy had a, I don't know, got laid a bunch or something, had a resounding, because that's pretty metal, you know? It would be like if he did learn how to play metal, that would be pretty cool. If he learned how to play guitar after that, it's like, whoa, you got arms ripped off and now you play guitar with them? It's like the most metal thing I've ever heard.
Well, that's like the people that like when they're born with that like hands and stuff and they like just paint with their feet. I'm just like, that's beyond exceptional. Like beyond.
Well, then there's people like that. Then there's people who are born with claws. Not to, that doesn't, it's not to your point, but there's people who's like, these are just, they're just not hands, but they're my thing. I'm doing, it's like, it's not a deformity. It's like that person just has claws.
Do they?
There was a girl in Australia who I crossed paths with, who was like one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. Like, just like everything, just gorgeous, perfect 11. But she had claws. She had like, not like claws, like it was just, she had two, like basically it looked like a forefinger, an index finger, and a middle finger, just two fingers, index finger, middle finger. No other thing. And then that was it. And then like an opposable thumb, and that was it. But everything, it was weird. It's like, not to shame her, but I don't know if she'll ever hear this. But it was out of the ordinary that she was one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. And she had claws. She was so beautiful. No guy would ever, it would never be a hang up. The claws would not be a problem. They would get a claw job. No deal. Like, no problem at all.
Oh.
I'm telling you. But that was just as a very, you know, it's one of those things you don't forget about. Because it's like, that is rare as fuck. That is crazy. What am I seeing? But that's, I don't know if that helps with your, like, some people do, they're not born, and they're exceptional because I learned how to do, she didn't do anything but be very hot other than having claws, but that was her skill.
Well, she might have had more to her. You didn't talk
to
her.
No, I didn't. I just saw her, like, she was in a hostel or something. But anyway, that is another thing that is a branch on the thing that we were talking about that doesn't, has no relevance. It's like a weird other branch that goes in a different direction.
You can't ever give me a hard time about bringing up something that is relevant or irrelevant based on this alone.
When have I ever done that?
All the time.
Okay. Play the tape.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. That
hot bean footage.
Hot beans.
At a certain point, that guy decided that he reverse Alex Trebek'd his chin. He decided that he needed a beard, and then he had it. And he looks better with it. Most guys do. Most guys have weak, dumb chins that would be best if they were covered with a beard, I think.
Could you just grow a beard?
Just grow a beard.
No offense.
You know, grow a big old chin beard. Like, if you grow it, if you got it. No one's judging you now. You can get neck tats, grow a beard, and work as a bagger in a grocery store, and no one's going to bat a fucking eye. In the Midwest, they don't give a shit. Tat it up. Everyone's tatted up. Neck tats.
Is that what you want? Do you want a big neck tattoo and then hide it?
I don't get them. Oh. Like, neck is a weird, like, some people can pull it off. You have to have like a girthy neck, I think. Like, if you have a nice beefy neck, then you can, like, tattoos look like paintings on a billboard. It's like, it doesn't really affect the structure. But I think that when you've got, like, if you're John Legend, if John Legend got a neck tattoo, it looks stupid as hell because he's got such a pencil neck.
Oh, because he's like got like a neck, like a soft.
He's got a thin neck.
Approachable.
He doesn't have a very thick neck. So it might be the same with leg tats. Leg tats in general look terrible. Like, just stop getting them. But then if you've got like...
Oh, well, some people can do it.
Very few people. For the like, literally, the leg tats break the ratio. It's like 0.5% of leg tats are pulled off work. Because otherwise, they just look like big chunks of gross ink blotches on your legs. Like, I've like, even attractive women getting leg tats that would be okay anywhere else, it just doesn't match. It never looked aesthetically good to me.
Sometimes it's nice.
No, you could theoretically get one that works with the lines, but no one does that. Everyone just gets a fucking arm tat on their leg and it looks like shit. So now I'm with you.
We hit a nerve here for Jason.
It can be done. It could be done, but no one does it. Right. Leg tats. Just stop it. Stop with the leg tats.
There's a lot of cool people on TikTok that have nice tattoos. Maybe those are the people you just haven't been exposed to.
Seen all of them. So
all the people. Okay.
Nope. Looked at everyone. Okay. I actually scoured the internet. So just to let you know, what I know is that it's everything and there is nothing that I don't know.
And that is all.
Well, that's the way to go. That's the way to think in 2021 if you're a modern socialite. Just be like, you know what?
I feel modern. Do you feel modern?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Uh-huh.
I feel postmodern, actually. I'm beyond modern.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I'm already past it. I was past it before being past things was cool.
Yeah, you're pretty cutting edge, I'd say.
Yeah.
Are you getting any more tattoos?
Yeah, if I ever get any more money.
Oh.
But I have a very specific plan for where I'm getting tattoos, and then I'm going to stop. Like, I've got there's actually like a overarching pattern that I'm going to be working within. So.
Oh,
Well, I'm conscientious of the aesthetics of lines and things like that, and the way of just that. Like, I could definitely not pull off leg tats. My legs are too hairy, first off, and I'm not going to shave them.
Very hairy. Yeah.
But, yeah. No, I'm gonna do half sleeves actually, and that's not a joke. It's like you got people sleeved. My sleeves are gonna end at the elbow, so it's gonna look like that.
Both.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
And then I, it's gonna be symmetrical, and there's a story to it, and it's a two sides of a coin. But I've had plans. Like, I know the next two tattoos I'm gonna get because I've wanted to get them for more than 5 years now. I just never had the time
the next
or money.
Two tattoos. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, that's how long I've been without money.
Without disposable income that I can just spend like $300 on nothing. Like, that's not how I operate. I am on a shoestring budget here in that I barter shoestrings because I steal them from mom's huge supply of shoes. No.
Probably.
Yeah, I could. Actually, I could do that with zippers. I could sell mom's zippers for pennies on the dollar and make a fortune.
True. I have some of those zippers she gave them to me.
Yeah, why not? You know, she's not using them, and she's got, I don't even know how many. It was a lot, and I don't think she got rid of any except maybe giving a handful
Jason,
away here.
Jason, please, getting rid of, listen, who you're talking about.
Listen to me, go on. Am I drunk? This is just water, right? Oh my God, it's pure vodka. Jeez, this is a surprise.
So you already know what you're going to get. Are you doing the art, I'm assuming.
What?
Your own art for your half sleeves?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. The trick with tattoo. Well, the trick with tattoos, you don't draw it yourself. You give the artist an idea. You pick an artist who you like their style, and you let them do it. That's how you get.
So is that what tattoo artists do? They give another tattoo artist free reign because they don't do their own art?
That's what you do if you want the best tattoo. That's just like a rule of life. Ah. That's a rule of art. If you want.
I didn't know. I didn't.
Well,
I don't
it's the
tattoo.
Same with SEAL teams and everything. They describe the when they went and killed Osama bin Laden. You don't tell the team what to do. You give them an objective and you let them design the mission. That's across the board.
Ah.
You give people ownership of a project and it gives them a reason to give a shit about
empowered.
It.
Yeah.
So it's the same with tattoo artists, possibly even more because it's a creative endeavor. So if someone's going to stare at your stupid flabby arm for 20 hours and paint some shit for money that they wouldn't be doing otherwise, it helps if they care about it. And so the way
That's
you do that
true.
Is... like anything else, you just give them a kernel of an idea. It's like, hey, I want a cool-looking skull here that looks kind of like this and covers this area. And other than that, I trust you because I came to you because I like your style. But that's not how everyone does tattoos.
I was gonna say, there's a lot of trust that's being handed over, especially from someone like you who knows and understands art to say, hey, I looked at your work. I trust you enough. And some of the tattoos that are being put out now are just... phenomenal, like the 3D stuff and like the
The other edge of that sword too is that you don't usually have to look at your own tattoos, so I mean it's other people's problem most of the time unless you're like getting out of the shower and you see in the mirror, but usually it's everybody else's problem, so you just forget they're there anyway, so fuck it.
I need you to help me tell my story, and I know the story, but the other people are going to learn my story because they have to look at me.
They're going to learn it and know it because you're going to tattoo it on my body. On my face.
You got to get a crow somewhere in there.
Yeah, maybe. Big crow across my back. Big old back tat of Lee, of Bruce Lee. What's his son's name? Lee from The Crow. Bruce Lee's son.
Perfect.
Can't think of his name. Hold on. I'm going to Google this real quick.
Bruce. Jason Lee? No.
Brandon Lee. There we go.
Brandon. Oh, Brandon.
If we could get a big full-size back tat of Brandon Lee, that would not be, you know, the worst move ever. You could get like there's a guy who does photorealistic tattoos. Butcher. His name is Butcher Tattoo. I'm Googling a lot here. I used to follow Steve Butcher, I think.
Oh, yeah, I follow him.
Yeah, he does the hyper.
He's very good.
Get a big old full Steve Butcher back tat of Brandon Lee. That would be awesome.
Wow.
That'd be a lady killer. You'd be like, ladies, and you just take your shirt off and turn your back and then wait for the roses and the panties to start flying over your shoulder.
And they just,
Here you go. Here's my number.
here's my number.
That's right. That is that what ladies sound like to you?
That's right. Great. That's what they, isn't what they sound like? Well, that's what I assume. If they talk to me, I would assume that's what it's like.
I was going to say, I think it's reimagined through you, and it's nice. It's they sound pleasant.
It's a safe place. It's my own world. It's like my own holodeck in here that I get to make my own. So don't knock it until you've tried it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Deactivate the hologram generator and 5, 4, 3, 2, 7. One. Yeah.